You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And as I like to say, you turn on the radio and you'll hear it as well. Welcome this morning's Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial, probably after 10 o'clock. Great to be with you. What do we say today? We say TGIF, don't we? It is Friday. It is the 6th of May. Starting us off with a couple of things, just a couple this morning, to do with the world of entertainment relevant to the 6th of May. 1915... We got Babe Ruth. He hits his first major league home run while pitching for the Boston Red Sox. And in 1940, John Steinbeck is awarded the Pulitzer Prize for his novel. You know, not very famous. It is called The Grapes of Wrath. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Living in a Box by Living in a Box. That was released back on the 23rd of March in 1987. It was the first single which came off of the album of the same name. Living in a Box, by the way, a British group, and that was their biggest hit single, together with Room in Your Heart, both reaching number 5 on the UK singles chart. Living in a Box became the group's only top 40 hit in the United States as well, peaking at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Every morning.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Track coming from 1971, Get It On, by another great English band there, T-Rex. That was featured on the 1971 album, Electric Warrior, written by their frontman, Mark Bolan, and Get It On. It was the second chart topper for T-Rex on the UK singles chart. In the United States, it was retitled Banger Gone, Get It On. They need a little bit more explanation there, you know. And just to avoid confusion, though, with the song of the same name by the group Chase. And before that, it was Bachman Turner, Overdrive and Taking Care of Business. That's what we're doing here on The Breakfast Show, taking care of business, going right through until 10 o'clock. Right now, it is exactly bang, right now, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. Let's get you in the shower, shall we? On your way on this Friday. Yeah, it's been a short week, hasn't it? 4 days. Feels like it as well. Let me see, what have we got? Oh, second time around. That should be all right. comes from Shalimar. There they go, yes. It is about 8 minutes long, that one, so I thought we would get you out of the show. I didn't want you to be late. Time to get you out. On your way. Pop, pop. There you go. That's it. Shalimar and a second time around. 1979 was when that was released. And the band Shalimar, they were based in Los Angeles. Their first single off of their album called Big Fun, released in August of 1979. The single went to number one on the soul chart and was their most successful hit on the Hot 100 pop chart reaching number 8. That was early in 1980. Second time around, also went to number 1 on the disco dance chart in January of 1980. And it was produced by them for them by Leon Silvers III, who co-wrote the song, by the way, with William Shelby. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. We're making our way up to 21 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock, and it's Friday morning. Guess what? It's a Music Friday. Don't you love it? That is Phil Fearon together with Galaxy. And what do I do? Well, I tell you what, just keep doing what you're doing. Nothing wrong with that. I'm enjoying myself this morning, as you probably gathered. 24 minutes after 6. Don't forget, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid a little bit later on. It is Freaky Fun Facts Day. Yeah, Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Also, Yasmin is What, Where and When. Thank you. There we go, round and around. And that's from Jackie Graham here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And it is that time of the hour. Check in.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Indeed it is. And big thanks to all our advertising sponsors this morning. Every morning we're very grateful. Lovely to have them with us. 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines. We will be looking at this in more detail, don't forget, later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Panama is continuing to register a significant increase in cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. The health authorities reported 2,117 new infections. Now, according to the records of the Ministry of Health, the last time the country reported a similar number of new cases was in February the 11th, with 2,111. It was reported that 11,503 tests were applied, returning a positivity percentage of 18.4%. The ministry did not register deaths in the last 24 hours, and since the pandemic arrived in the country, the accumulated number of deaths is 8,189, lethality percentage at 1.1. The active cases of COVID-19 at the national level, they total 9,669, of which 9,544 are in home isolation and 125 are hospitalised. Those in isolation are divided into 9,524 at home and 20 in the so-called hospital hotels. The number of hospitalised to date is 109 patients in the wards and 16 in the intensive care units. Now, in addition, they did advise the districts with the highest incidence of cases in the last 24 hours. Juan Díaz, 77, San Francisco, 72, Chitré, 65, and Rufina Alfaro at 63. And the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies confirmed on Thursday a case of acute hepatitis in a 2-year-old boy resident in the Eastern District of Panama. Earlier, the Ministry of Health had reported that it was investigating a suspected case of acute hepatitis of unknown cause. Now, Lourdes Moreno, National Head of Epidemiology at the Ministry of Health, pointed out that Gorgas' confirmation has already been received and that the minor is out of danger, and this was after being admitted to the Children's Hospital. More voices expressed misgivings about the environmental impact study for the development of a 50-hectare landfill in Amador. The Amador Foundation's already done so, asking the Ministry of the Environment to reject the study, and the Panama Canal Authority, which indicated that a compatibility study is required before continuing with the evaluation of the project. Now they have issued their criteria as part of the evaluation process. Also, the Smithsonian Institute, the International Council of Sites and Monuments, that's ICOMOS, as we know the acronym in English, the Technological University of Panama, and the Directorate of Coasts and Seas of the Ministry of Environment. I mean, if you see the sort of layout of the plan, not very nice, because all the way down one side, and no, leave it as it is, it's nice. The mayor of the District of Panama, Jose Luis Fabrega, presented a new legal action before the Electoral Court. This is in the midst, of course, of the legal battle that he's carrying out to stop the process of revoking his mandate. Carlos Carrillo, one of his lawyers, went on Tuesday to the Regional Directorate of Electoral Organization of the Tribunal Electoral and filed an appeal against the decision of that body to reject another appeal that sought the annulment of the process and against the refusal to provide copies of all proceedings. The Ministry of Public Works has awarded 17 turnkey contracts out of a total of 23 that will be tendered in the current government. The amount of the projects that already have an assigned contractor reaches $682 million. Initially, the goal was to tender 25 contracts, but two were cancelled. The Guna General Congress, they rejected the construction of the highway that would link the community of Santa Isabel and Gunayala, estimated at $63 million, while the Ministry of Public Works cancelled the tender for $46.2 million to rehabilitate streets and roads in the district of Buqueron in the province of Chiriquí. A man was murdered on the morning of Thursday on Kai 66 in San Francisco. According to official reports, this person received several bullet wounds while driving a blue vehicle, causing a collision with the structure of the PH Corozal Tower, located between Street 65 and 66 in San Francisco. There are still none apprehended for this event, which was recorded around about 7:15 a.m. on Thursday. Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, is interested in the development of the new regional center for innovation and vaccines and biopharmaceuticals carried out by the National Secretariat of Science, Technology and Innovation, CINESID. This was stated by the president of the CCIAP, Marcela Galindo, at the monthly meeting of the science movement in Panama, which was held on the 3rd of May, in order to publicize details that the CCIAP work plan is covering during its latest one-year term. Galindo indicated that this center will put Panama at the forefront of research and manufacturing of specialized medicines to meet local and regional needs. And that is it. There's our look. That's some of those things that are in the local news, and we will, as I said, be looking at that in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for today. Some of the international business headlines at 7:30. In between, we'll see what the weather's going to be doing.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Marvin and Bacall, starring in our own late late show, sailing away to Key
Largo. He's looking at you, kid. Missing all the things we did. We can find it once again. Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts. That sweet scene of surrender. When you gave me your heart. Please say you will. Play it again. Cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all. Just like fogging the car. Starring in our own late, late show. Sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you. Again, I know, just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all, just like Bogey in the car, starring in our own.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Don't you get too close now. Ruby, run.
ago, did we have some great music back in the 1970s? That's Helen Reddy, of course, and Leave Me Alone, Ruby Redress. 1973, as I said, and that was written, by the way, and originally recorded by Linda Laurie, but famously covered by, yes, Australian-American singer Helen Reddy several months later. Reddy's cover was a million-selling gold-certified hit single for us. So there we go. Before that, we took a little trip to Key Largo. See what the weather was like there. That was with Bertie Higgins. Moving from the 1970s into the 1980s, if I remember right. Kraftwerk. The Model. Kraftwerk and The Model. And I sort of thought, let me sort of check on that. And I saw that The Model was, say, by Kraftwerk. It was released in 1978, written by musicians Ralph Hutter and Carl Bartos. It was on their album, which was Die Menschmaschine. The English version of that title is The Man Machine. It was on the album, so I thought that was 1978, and I'm sure it was the 1980s. But it was first released as a 7-inch single in Germany on the B-side of a song called Neon Licht. Under its English translation, the song was eventually included on the B-side of the Computer Love single, released in 1981. Thank you very much. reached number 36 in the UK charts. When radio DJs started playing the B-side, EMI reissued the single in 1981, apparently against the wishes of the band. And the model as the A-side, it reached number one in February of 1982 and spent a total of 21 weeks on the top 75 in the UK singles chart. It's nice that I'm not going completely mad. Confusion seems to be my middle name, though. I tell you what, you know, you've got Google, haven't you? And they can sort of follow you all around, don't they? They send me a little thing every month, show me where I've been. Which is very useful when you get to my age, because you don't really remember. But I don't need that with our friend Mary Lou. She wished us a very good morning, bright and early this morning. And she said, good morning, TGIF, Jerry. In the shower now. And after the shower, she says, on my way, walking to the metro. Now on the metro station. Then she just sent me one saying, arriving at the Fernández de Córdoba metro station. Fernández de Córdoba metro station. There we go. So thanks for that, Mary Lou. See, I can put a little arrow where she is all morning. Right, moving away from Kraftwerk and Germany, we're going to take two tracks in a row linked with Southwest London. And needless to say, if I say that, you know who's coming up next, don't you? Joy Crooks.
Bangla noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, lovers walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, 'cause this city don't stop for no one. Street light down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
Electric Avenue. And then to take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya. Can't get food for that kid. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Joy Cooks, of course, in the London Mine, naming quite a few of the places around south-west London. One of the places she does sing about in her songs is Electric Avenue in Brixton. And that was Eddie Grant there. And that was his Electric Avenue. It's going back a few years as well. Electric Avenue in Brixton, it was a market street. And it was about the first street that was lit up with electric lighting. Take us up the top of the hour. Hey, tonight. CCR.
Hey.
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And indeed, you are listening to us on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And the time, we're just, a few seconds away from the hour of 7 o'clock. And let me just remind you, our friends at Encuentra 24, do you realise every 6 minutes someone buys a car on Encuentra 24? You've got more than 5,000 cars to pick from just here in Panama. So do it quickly, because they go fast. Be gone in 6 minutes. And in Quinta Venture Quattro, if you publish it, they buy it. Sounds like that movie, was it Gone in 60 Seconds or something? So there, that's the way to sell your car. Right, let's see what's happening, shall we, in the international news for this morning. It is Friday, you can tell. I'm a lot happier on a Friday morning. It is Friday, it's the 6th of May. And we're looking at, first of all, the Israeli security forces. And of course, yesterday was the Israeli independence celebrations. Well, Israeli security forces launched a massive manhunt on Friday for two Palestinians suspected of killing three people in an attack in a central Israeli city, said the police. The attack on Thursday night, Israel's Independence Day, is the latest in a recent upsurge of Israeli-Palestinian violence that has raised fears of a slide back to a wider conflict. Amnesty International said on Friday that there was compelling evidence that Russian troops had committed war crimes, including extrajudicial executions of civilians, when they occupied an area outside of Ukraine's capital in February and March. Civilians also suffered abuses such as reckless shootings and torture at the hands of Russian forces during their failed onslaught on Kyiv in the early stages of the invasion launched by the Kremlin on the 24th of February, the rights group said in a report. Can you believe it? 24th of February, we're into May already. Russia will not use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, according to Foreign Ministry spokesperson Alexei Zaitsev. This is what he said today, Friday. Zaitsev told reporters the use of nuclear weapons by Russia, a risk that Western officials had publicly discussed, was not applicable to what Moscow calls its, quote, special military operation in Ukraine. And Ukraine has appealed to Medecins Sans Frontières. This is Doctors Without Borders, to help evacuate fighters holed up in the Azovstal steelworks. This is in Mariupol, that is surrounded by Russian forces, and I think about the only thing still standing. China is setting up thousands of permanent PCR testing stations, with 9,000 already completed in Shanghai alone, as authorities seek to normalize tough pandemic controls even after the current round of lockdowns end. At present, nearly 25 million residents in the eastern financial hub of Shanghai remain under some form of lockdown as the city battles China's biggest ever coronavirus outbreak. A meeting of European Union foreign ministers will be held next week should countries from the bloc fail to reach an agreement over an oil embargo against Russia by the weekend, the EU's foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said on Friday. The European Commission is proposing changes to its planned embargo on Russian oil in a bid to win over reluctant states including Hungary, Slovakia and the Czech Republic. World food prices eased slightly in April after hitting a record high in March, but global food security remained a concern because of the difficult market conditions, UN Food Agency said on Friday. The Food and Agricultural Organization's Food Price Index, which tracks the most globally traded food commodities, averaged 158.5 points last month versus an upwardly revised 159.7 for March. The March figure was previously put at 159.3. And voters in Britain went to the polls in local government elections on Thursday, where they are expected to punish Prime Minister Boris Johnson over a cost of living crisis and fines for breaking his own COVID-19 lockdown rules. The elections are seen as a test of support for Johnson, who became the first British leader in living memory to have broken the law while in office, when he was fined last month for attending a birthday gathering in his office in 2020. A sharp rise in global energy prices that has pushed up consumers' gas and electricity bills is now also feeding through to the cost of goods in shops, putting more pressure on household budgets. And the local news, the latest news I looked at a little bit earlier on, looks like the Conservatives, this is Boris Johnson's party, has lost a number of key seats in the London area. So there we are. That's it. There's our look for right now. Some of the international news. We'll be looking at some of the international business headlines a little bit later on at 7:30. And between now and then, we'll also take a look, see what the weather's doing. What I can tell you right now, it's cloudy. Do we want to get... What? What do you say? This is Def Leppard. Let's get rocked. As I mentioned, Def Leppard and Let's Get Rocked was the first of those two. And, well, you know the old adage. It's the way that you use it. From Eric Clapton. I love it. I'm getting a sort of continuous update on Mary Lou's progress to work this morning. She was waiting for a bus. And in the end, she gave up and she got on a Red Devil. I'm surprised they're still going, actually. But what I love is she sent me a photograph here on WhatsApp, and she's sitting, she's got her own air conditioning. She's got one of these little handheld fans. She was carrying everything around with her. I hate to think of the size of the handbag. Oh, you're keeping me amused this morning. Thank you very much. Time on the Breakfast Show, 15 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look through the eye of the tiger, then we'll take a look at the weather. There we go. Yes, indeedy. Survivor and I have the tiger. We are going to take our look at the weather for today. See if you need a little fans to take with you or not. Probably will do. We're going to take a look at the weather and see what's in store for us during the course of today, Friday. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. time is 19 minutes here, exactly according to my watch or clock, past the hour of 7 o'clock. Costa Riva, over in the province of Colón, we've got 29 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 22 degrees being the minimum, 35 thermal sensation, which is really quite pleasant, especially considering the relative humidity is up at 88%. Isolated rains and thunderstorms during the course of the morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and a few showers during the course of tonight. Right, let's move over to West Panama. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, minimum 21. 36, the thermal sensation with 88. Same relative humidity as on the Caribbean side. Cloudy during the course of this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon. And chance of a few showers tonight. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area. Let's see what we've got. 29 degrees being the maximum, 20 the minimum. That's temperatures with 35% thermal sensation. Relative humidity, as I say, seems to be right across the isthmus at 88%. Now, chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon and few showers during the night. Moving out, Gulf of Panama. It is the weekend. It is Friday. A lot of you will be sneaking off early, getting your gym palace out, perhaps spending a weekend out there in the Perlis Islands. 29 degrees Celsius out there right now. That's the maximum temperature today. At any rate, 24 degrees will be the minimum. Their thermal sensation out there, 36 degrees Celsius, with relative humidity the highest, which is not unusual, at 92%. Now, this morning, a chance of stormy rains. In the afternoon, stormy rains. And tonight, isolated rains, with perhaps a few thunderstorms thrown in for just the hell of it. Let's move on to maritime conditions for today. Now, we'll start with the tides, starting with the Pacific. We're looking at low tide. That was early at 1:03 this morning, and that was 0.58 of a metre. High tide, well, we've just missed it by about 4 or 5 minutes, 7:18 this morning, and that's a 4.08-metre high tide. Low tide, again, will be at 1:23 in the afternoon, 1.10 metres. High tide, 7:23 tonight, and that'll be 4.08 metres. Moving across to the Caribbean, we've got high tide. That was at 4:13 this morning. That was 0.3 of a metre. Low tide will be at 12:28, just before 12:30, in the afternoon, minus 0.12 of a metre. High tide again, 8:20 this evening or tonight, 0.09 of a metre. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 8:56. That's quick, isn't it? Gone from 8:20, which is the high tide, the low tide at 8:56. Got to move quickly, haven't you? Mind you, they're both the same, 0.09 of a metre. I wonder why they're not, really. No change. Now, let's move away off from the tide. Let's take a look at the actual maritime sea conditions today, if you're thinking about going out on the water. Starting on the Caribbean coast for this morning, good conditions, no advisories for you. Winds, light breeze, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming in from the south with 3-foot waves. Now, in the course of the afternoon, still no advisory, good conditions, 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds, no change there. Directions changing slightly, south-southwest in the afternoon and waves at 2 feet. Moving over to the Pacific, we do have a small craft advisory for you this morning. And to be honest, for the life of me, I don't know why. Winds, well, there's hardly any, 2 to 7 kilometres an hour coming from the west. Waves, 3 feet. But they do say small craft advisory. And if they say it, we do it. This afternoon, they're lifting the small craft advisory, perhaps because the winds are increasing. Because they are. From 6 to 15 kilometre an hour winds. South-southwesterly direction in the afternoon. And waves, well, they're going to stick around at 3 feet. So there we go. That's it then. There's our look at the weather for this morning. As confusing as it might be, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just making our way to 24 minutes, and that is after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Now, if you want to be like Mary Lou, if you want to join in with the breakfast show, it's quite easy. You can do that. You can do it on WhatsApp, or you can give us a call on 223 5162. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here! Don't touch that
Talk and it's my life. No, I thought we had a bit of fluff on the needle a bit earlier on in that one, but since we don't have a needle, couldn't have been. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Right, so let's take a look at some of the business news for this morning, shall we? International business news. Starting off with United States stocks ended Thursday sharply lower amid a broad sell-off as investor sentiment cratered in the face of concerns that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hike the previous day would not be enough to tame surging inflation. All three main Wall Street benchmarks erased gains made during a relief rally on Wednesday, with the Nasdaq posting its biggest one-day percentage decline since June of 2020 and its lowest finish since November of 2020. The Dow's decline was its worst daily performance since October of 2020. Technology megacaps slumped. Google parent Alphabet Inc., Apple Inc., Microsoft Corporation, Meta Platforms, Tesla Inc., and Amazon.com all fell between 4.3% and 8.3%. However, it was not just high-growth stocks which have struggled in 2022 as the prospect of rate rises had investors questioning their future earnings potential. The sell-off hit all areas of the market as traders headed for the exits. Oil prices edged up on Thursday on supply worries after the European Union laid out plans for new sanctions against Russia, including an embargo on crude. Pressure from a stronger dollar and a drop in global stock markets, however, kept oil prices in check. Brent futures rose 76 cents or 0.7% to settle at $110.90 a barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude rose 45 cents or 0.4% to settle at $108.26. That was the highest close for WTI, by the way, since March the 25th, and the highest settle for Brent since April the 18th. Elon Musk's decision to accept some foreign investors as part of his $44 billion buyout of Twitter Inc., well, it runs a risk of inviting the kind of regulatory scrutiny over U.S. national security that social media peer TikTok faced, legal experts have said. Musk disclosed on Thursday that Saudi Arabia's Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, Qatar's sovereign wealth fund, and Binance, the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange, founded by Chinese native Changpeng Xiao, were part of a group of investors that will help him fund the acquisition of Twitter. Russia's leading shipping company, Sovcomflot, plans to sell part of its fleet, and this is what it reported on Friday, as it grapples with Western sanctions and seeks to repay outstanding loans. Sovcomflot has faced growing challenges in concluding charters as ports and purchasers, maritime insurers and other freight companies pull back from Russian business amid sanctions imposed in response to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. And same with Russia. Russia's Rosneft sold 700,000 tons of Urals oil loading from Baltic ports of Primorsk and Ust-Luga in May. This is to the India Oil Corporation, IOC, the country's top refiner. Two traders familiar with the matter told Reuters on Friday. State-owned Rosneft allocated seven 100,000-ton cargoes loading between May the 15th and 31st to the to IOC, according to the traders. Flows of Urals crude to India have risen since Moscow's actions in Ukraine in February, according to Refinitiv Icon data, as Western sanctions push Russian exports towards Asia. The European Central Bank should raise its deposit rate back into positive territory this year. French Central Bank Chief François Villeroy de Galliau said on Friday. Comments that point to his support for at least three rate hikes in 2022. The ECB has been moving slowly to remove support this year. The record high inflation and surging longer-term price expectations have prompted a growing number of policymakers to advocate a quicker end to nearly a decade-long experiment with unconventional support. The Bank of England sent a stark warning that Britain risks a double whammy of a recession and inflation above 10% as it raised interest rates on Thursday to their highest since 2009, hiking by a quarter of a percentage point to 1%. The pound fell by more than a cent during against the dollar to hit its lowest level since mid-2020, below $1.24, as the gloominess of the Bank of England's new forecast for the world's fifth largest economy caught investors by surprise. New claims for U.S. unemployment benefits increased to a more than two-month high last week, but remained at a level consistent with tightening labour market conditions and further wage gains that could keep inflation hot for a while. The report from the Labour Department on Thursday also showed the number of Americans collecting state unemployment checks was the smallest in more than 52 years towards the end of April. Economists brushed off last week's increase in initial claims, arguing that the data are volatile around moving holidays like Easter and Passover and school spring breaks. That's it. That's our look at some of the international news for this Friday morning. Exactly 23 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Oh,
Robbie Dupree there and Steal Away. Before that, Juice Newton, Newton and Love's been a little bit hard. Time on the Breakfast Show, 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let me say good morning to Renee. Renee sent me some great pictures, but she's also written me an essay. I'll read that in a minute, Renee. And it looks like you had a good trip. So we'll get back to that in a few minutes. Mary Lou asked if we could play something for her. She says, good day to everybody. So happy it's Friday. Now I have 2 days to wake up late. Yes, you can. I said you can. You have my permission. And it goes on to say, I've lost my place now. Yeah, it says, not funny to sleep only 4.5 to 5 hours on weeknights. Last night, rain around midnight, and it was so nice. We slept actually with the air conditioning on last night for a long time. Didn't enjoy it very much. I like sleeping with the window open, I must admit. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Moby Dick from Banco del Mutuo Socero, I think that is. Totally different from the one of Led Zeppelin. Well, we're gonna find out, aren't we?
Saranno tutti gli amanti che hai. Dolce Moby Dick, nessuno t'ha baciata mai. Grande Moby Dick, regina madre, segui le stelle, chissà. Darti della croce del su, la caccia non finisce mai. E danzerai soltanto se
one from Mary Lou this morning, Moby Dick. And that is a different version, is it? Rather like that. Thank you very much for the introduction to that one, Mary Lou. I tell you what, we're going to have a little bit of Kate Bush. Then I'll take a look at that essay that I got from Renee. Keep an eye on the time, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Kay Bush and Babushka. Sounds like a Greek wedding, doesn't it? Right, we are 7 minutes away from the top of the hour. Now, I've sort of gone through the essay that I got from Renee, because Renee's been away. Remember, she said she was going up to New York and she was going to go and see some shows while she was there. So, if you're all sitting comfortably, got a cup of coffee, if you smoke, want to pop outside, take your radio with you, have a cigarette. Good morning, Renee says. What nasty weather to return after a fabulous trip to New York City. We went to see Mr. Saturday Night, starring Billy Crystal. It was fantastic. Turned out that one of the main characters was a former high school student of Rick's dad. Well, he sent a note to her backstage, and after the show, she sent him a note saying, please wait for her. So we did, and she came out, and it was the most adorable reunion of a student teacher. Her name is Shoshana Bean. Well, the next morning, we saw her on the popular morning TV show, the Today Show. She was on Jimmy Kimmel the following day. And by the way, she's not just an actor, but a singer and songwriter as well. If you have anything by her, please play one of her songs. Beautiful voice. I also want to wish a happy 80th birthday to my mother-in-law, Katie. And that's for tomorrow. And a very happy Mother's Day to all mums who celebrate this Sunday. Sorry to be so winded. I have a lot to catch up on since being away. Well, don't go away for a longer time, will you? Because, you know, we only do 4 hours. Anyway, you've got a birthday coming up tomorrow, so I mean, it may be tomorrow, but we're going to play it today. This is for your, for your happy 80th birthday to your mother-in-law, Katie. So, happy birthday.
I don't recognize the tissues and that place has taken more than I gave. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be. Although it's true, I was never. She's imperfect, but she tried. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. Mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She's gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person. Makes you believe it's all true. And now I got you, and you're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for the chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for that girl. But who learns how to toughen up when she's bruised and guts used by a man who can't love. And then she'll get stuck and be scared of the life that's inside her, growing stronger each day till it finally reminds her to fight just a little to bring.
Certainly a beautiful voice, isn't it? There we go. That is Shoshana Bean and singing She Used to Be Mine from Waitress. And that has brought us, by the way, boys and girls, to exactly the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, You said it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
two in a row. I tell you what, it's all magic, you know. We started off with Pilot and the song Magic. Let's face it, you can't do magic, can you, without a magic wand and a bit of abracadabra. And that was supplied this morning by the Steve Miller Band here on The Breakfast Show. One more piece of music, and then I think it's time to check in with Ingrid for Freaky Fun Facts Friday. This comes from Adiva. Respect.
And yesterday was the Cinco de Mayo. Oh, yes, so we're going to talk about that because I'm having a little Cinco de Mayo left over. 10 fun facts about Cinco de Mayo, okay? Cinco de Mayo falls on May 5th every year. So let's get ready to celebrate the day with these fun Cinco de Mayo facts. We know that your family would love the day dedicated to tacos, burritos, and guacamole. Who wouldn't? But there's so much more to Cinco de Mayo than food. It's important to know why we celebrate the day, or the 5th of May, not like the May the 4th be with you. We did that. From what Cinco de Mayo means to Mexicans, to which food are the most popular to eat in the state of Puebla on May 5th. These Cinco de Mayo facts are perfect ways to introduce the holiday. Number one. Cinco de Mayo isn't Mexico's Independence Day. No, you've been partying all wrong for that, if that's what you were doing. Cinco de Mayo is often confused with Mexican Independence Day, but it actually commemorates a significant battle during the Franco-Mexican War that took place in a town called Puebla. The Mexican army, who were considered the underdogs, ended up overtaking the French and came out victorious. Mexican Independence Day, on the other hand, actually occurred on September 16th, 1810, about 50 years earlier. Get your date straight. Number two, the Mexican army beat crazy odds. The Mexican army was largely outnumbered and poorly supplied. In fact, they were known as a ragtag army only. They had outdated guns at their disposal, nothing, you know, as little as 2,000 Mexican soldiers, some of which who were hiding behind tall cactus plants, defeated 6,000 French soldiers during the battle, which lasted from daybreak to early evening. One day. Number three, the general who was honored in a super special way, Ignacio Zaragoza, was the Mexican general who led the army that defeated the French on May 5th, 1862. He was born in what's now Goliad in southern Texas, and he was only 33 years old when he led the troops to victory. Puebla was renamed Puebla de Zaragoza in his honor. Number four, families in California partied first. That's California. A few weeks after the Battle of Puebla, Americans and Latinos in California heard about the valiant efforts of Mexican soldiers through the newspaper reports. Of course, you know, there wasn't TV, radio, or social media back then. Residents in the state were so excited, they celebrated with parades of people dressed up in Civil War uniforms. And in Northern California, one town partied with drinks, food, and banquets. It was most likely the first Cinco de Mayo fiesta in the Estados Unidos. Number five, Mr. FDR helped commercialize Cinco de Mayo. Although it is celebrated in the United States just weeks after the Battle of Puebla, Cinco de Mayo wasn't officially recognized in America until 1933. That's when President Franklin D. Roosevelt helped create the Good Neighbor Policy, which aimed to establish positive exchanges and relationships with our Latin American neighbors. Who knew? Number six, Mexico celebrates the military on May 5th. While Cinco de Mayo is celebrated with tons of food and drink and partying in Estados Unidos, Mexicans take a slightly different approach. The holiday is mostly celebrated in the state of Puebla. In addition to the food and drinks, locals put on military parades with dressed as French and Mexican soldiers, cheer on brightly colored floats, and reenact the battle as on its original site. Number seven. It's all about that mole, mole sauce, mole sauce. It's all about that mole sauce. Sure, tacos are a staple of Cinco de Mayo party, but in Mexico, there's one meal that stands above the rest. Oh, you know what it is. The holiday's most beloved dish is mole poblano, a sauce made with dozens of ingredients, including chili peppers and chocolate served over chicken. Oh, it just sounds so good right now. At this hour in the morning, oh my goodness. To celebrate the fullest, the Puebla hosts the International Mole Festival, a two-day festival where celebrity chefs explain how to create the ultimate mole. That sounds so good. Number eight, kids get May 5th off in Mexico, in some schools, that is. Cinco de Mayo is not a federal holiday in Mexico, but luckily for children, schools are closed for the day. Woo! It's just like COVID pandemic. Closed, open, closed, open. All right. Number nine. The United States took everything up a notch. While Cinco de Mayo is largely a regional holiday in Mexico, mostly celebrated in Puebla, the Estados Unidos holds coast-to-coast celebrations, especially in cities that have large populations of Mexican-Americans, like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Antonio, New York City, Panama City. Now, in fact, Denver's Cinco de Mayo Festival is believed to be one of the largest Cinco de Mayo celebrations anywhere, with the estimated 400,000 people in attendance over 2 days to participate in parades, carnival rides, and a taco eating contest. Yep. And number 10, Americans eat millions of avocados on May 5th. Since America eats plenty of guacamole on Cinco de Mayo, avocado sales boom every year. According to the California Avocado Commission, we eat upwards to 80 million pounds of avocado on Cinco de Mayo in Estados Unidos alone. And if that is true, I can't wait to get home because my avocado tree is sitting there waiting for me to pick it. She was full as they could be when I left. I can't wait to go home tomorrow and see her and touch her and start pulling down my aguacates because I need me some fresh sauce. Well, those are your Cinco de Mayo, which I know today is not, it's Cinco de Seis. Not Cinco de, and it wasn't May the 4th, be with you. So we have a couple of days that we can celebrate in May. Hopefully you all enjoying yourself. This is going to be a nice weekend. I hope some rain comes, and yet I hope some sunshine comes. But you all be safe out there. Keep your fingers crossed. We have a good sunshiny weekend so I can go pick me some avocados for some guacamole. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Take care of yourselves. Hopefully talk to you next week. And back to you in the studio.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. I'll have to go now. Americana got the sleepy eye, but his body still
There you go. Big thank you to Ingrid this morning, and may the 5th be with you. And all about Mexico, and well, it's quite apt. We had a piece of music there from James Taylor, and that was called Mexico, followed on there, Midshore, and If I Was. And still to come on this morning's breakfast show, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. Last hour this morning's a program. We'll be checking in with Yasmin. What where and when. Let me just, yes, how many we got for today? How many do you think?
I got 6, and you can talk about the event that you went last night.
Yes, I did, didn't I? I shall keep
so
it as a surprise.
7 events.
7 events. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. All right, so we'll be back with you a bit later on.
Okay.
Oh, there we are, yes. And, of course, a couple of tracks, no doubt, relevant to this day in music. Could be born or on this day or whatever. Anyway, we have Midshore and If I Was. Now we're going to have Spandau Ballet. I love the beginning of this. It's called True.
Thank you.
That must be one of my most favourite records from the 1980s. 1983 was when that was released by Spandau Ballet. And it was the third single off of their third studio album, in actual fact, the same name, written by their band member Gary Kemp. It was a worldwide hit for them, peaking at number one in the UK singles chart, 30th of April in 83, for 4 weeks, becoming the sixth biggest selling single of the year, and reaching the top 10 in the weekly charts of many other countries as well. Spandau Ballet's biggest hit, and their only top 10 hit in the United States, got to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the autumn of 83. They're a bit slow, aren't they? Well, I tell you what, you want some... So much crap news going around, isn't there, these days? Shall we have a little bit of good news for a change? We can do that. Here's a story. It's about the California condor making a return to the northern coastal redwoods, apparently. It says California condors are back, soaring over the Redwood National Park in Northern California, 130 years after they were last spotted in the area. How incredible is that? On Tuesday, 4 condors bred in captivity, and they were put in a staging area with a remote-controlled gate. After the gate was opened, 2 of the condors took their time peering out before finally making their way through the opening and flying away. The other 2 will have another chance to take off in the near future. The Associated Press reports, well, the California condor is a New World vulture and the largest North American bird. Starting in the mid-1800s, their numbers began to dwindle, largely due to the condors being shot for sport, the introduction of pesticides like DDT, and habitat destruction. When the wild population dropped to just 22 in the 1980s, biologists started captive breeding programs at the Los Angeles and San Diego zoos. These programs are working, and today the Los Angeles Times reports there are 300 wild California condors in the state. There you are, you see, there are good things out there. Just got to have a look. A long, hard look. If you saw one flying by, would you go, look, El Condor Pasa? It's the closest I could get to matching the music this morning. El Condor Pasa from Simon and Garfunkel.
I'd rather be a sparrow than a snail. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would. I'd rather soar like a swan at you. Forest than a street. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather feel the earth beneath my feet. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would.
There we go. That is Simon and Garfunkel and El Condor Pasa. In actual fact, I saw something this morning when I was taking a rummage around some of the stuff Neil sends me, what's relevant to today in entertainment. In fact, in 1973, in Boston, Paul Simon began his first tour without Art Garfunkel. So there we are, went solo. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way up to 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radar. Now, there are plenty of ways that you can keep in touch with us and tuned in.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Cable Onda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Last time I left.
And that's what it's called, yes, a new moon on Monday. And that comes from Duran Duran on The Breakfast Show. Tell you what, take us up to the top of the hour. This is Chicago. Make me smile. Look at me, I'm grinning.
Play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Go back to 1970. Make Me Smile. That was a song written by James Pankow for the rock band Chicago, with the band's guitarist Terry Kath on lead vocals there. Part one, by the way, of Pankow's seven-part ballet for a girl in Buchanan. Now you know. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll pay you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but the breakfast show is gone, so let's go. We
that is Journey and Separate Ways. Good morning. This ever good morning to Ashley. Says good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Thank you for that. Have a beautiful, full of sunshine weekend. And you request the song. It's Low Deep Tea, Casablanca. Going out to Ashley this morning. Low Deep Tea and Casablanca. I love that. I couldn't imagine bopping away to that one if I could remember how. After this one, I gotta find out what, where, and when with it, Yasmin. We've also a couple of Born on This Day music still to come on this morning's show. This is Her Brother Beyond and The Harder I Try. Thank you. That's it, Brother Beyond and The Harder I Try. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, it is 28 and a half minutes exactly, and that's, well, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're going right through till 10. But it is time on this morning's breakfast show to take a little wander down to the what, where, and when department, if I can find it. Oh, here we go. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning again.
And how is the what, where, and when department this morning?
Oh, very good.
Busy?
Yes.
Yeah?
A lot of different events.
I went to one last night.
Oh, yes? How was it?
It was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. But it's a good friend of ours, isn't it? It was our friend Mr. Scribner, George, mm-hmm. and his exhibition, which was opened last night. It's open to the public from today. And it's going through now till the end of July, 31st of July.
Mm-hmm.
And 52 paintings, I think he's got in total now.
Beautiful paintings.
They are. He's an absolutely brilliant artist. He's got this sort of style that you know is him.
Mm-hmm.
Because his work is not detailed,
mm-hmm.
But it interprets beautifully. It's, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful exhibition. And I tell you what, I'll tell you this, the museum,
mm-hmm.
because it's at the Panama Canal Museum.
Exactly.
And they've done a wonderful job of displaying it.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Beautiful. So, because George is going to be here for a little while. Mm-hmm. He's going to be doing some workshops mm-hmm. at the museum, and we'll find out some more info, and I'll have a rummage around, and we'll find some dates on that, yes,
mm-hmm.
over the next few days. So he's doing that. So he's going to be coming in the studio and having a chat with him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll chat with him more about his work. I was thinking of it last night because I said his style is you can tell his style. I wondered if I didn't have a chance to ask him. I thought about it late last night. I wonder if he had a particular artist that inspired him
mm-hmm.
in his style of painting.
Yes.
But yeah, and it was lovely. A lot of people there. It was Mr. Uriquati, the head of the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Was there and some other people. So, yeah, very, very well attended
mm-hmm.
and very, very enjoyable. Excellent, excellent work. So, that's it. Go along and see it from today. Go along to the Panama Canal Museum. You can go and see this.
That's Casco Antiguo.
Yeah, Casco mm-hmm. Antiguo. Mm-hmm. And you can see George's collection. Brilliant.
Awesome.
So, enjoyed that very much.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I had myself a, before I went there, I had myself a, espresso. Martini.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
Very good. The paintings look great after that. I tell you.
Oh gosh.
But I thought I was thinking, I've got to be at 6:30, and I'll get myself an Uber and I'll go over there. And I thought myself, just go early and have a drink.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh dear, I need to sort of get a life, you know. So anyway, that's going to be until the 31st of July. What else is happening?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Please don't forget Billy the Truck.
Billy the Truck.
It's going to be next Tuesday at Global Bank, Brisas del Golf,
mm-hmm.
from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can go to their Instagram account and see what materials they're going to be collecting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So don't forget that. It's going to be every Tuesday of each month,
mm-hmm.
but in different places. So next week, Global Bank at mm-hmm. Visas del Golf.
Excellent.
Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this week, we went to a very, very nice exhibition. It's very different because it's art made with paper. It's not origami.
Okay.
It's kind of, he started doing, because this is a young guy from Venezuela,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
a young artist.
This is where you went yesterday, right?
No,
it was a different one.
Yeah, I forgot one.
Okay. Oh, there's so many things going on.
Yeah, he started doing origami.
Oh, great.
But now it's very different. I have to show you the photos and the video because it's great. The mm-hmm, colors, mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. very colorful. About animals, about nature. So this is at, do you remember Double Selva that we went to see the apartments?
Oh, yes, Coco del Mar. Yes, I do, of course.
Well, it's there. Do you remember?
Okay.
That's a very nice place. It's a very nice area.
It is nice.
So they have three different rooms
mm-hmm.
inside. where they have all the exhibition, and also you can enjoy the outdoor area that is beautiful, all green.
Isn't that nice? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to have an origami company.
What?
Yeah, seriously. I used to have an origami company.
You never told me that.
No, because it folded. I couldn't resist it.
Oh, gosh. Well, yes.
Shouldn't laugh at your own jokes.
The name of this exhibition is Field Art.
Feel the art.
Mm-hmm. And the artist's name is Kirisus. Kirisus.
Okay.
You can find him on Instagram too. Kirisus with K.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be until May 15 from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Double Selva, Coco del Mar.
Okay, brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Also, this weekend, don't forget, we need your blood. It's time for blood donation.
Okay.
Thanks to Dona Vida.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to El Dorado, Fridays El Dorado,
mm-hmm.
Fridays restaurant at El Dorado from 12 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Tomorrow, and you can make your blood donation, and Fridays is going to give you a cookies and cream madness.
I was going to ask you about that, because, you know, sort of in England, I mean, we've always had, you know, we've always been sort of very good when it comes to blood donation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, going back to the 50s and and you go and give your blood and they give you a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Oh, yeah?
And I was wondering if you were going to get anything when you give your blood. So,
well, yeah, they usually, if you go to their place here in Via España,
mm-hmm.
and donate blood there, mm-hmm. they give you always something to eat and mm-hmm. something to drink. Yeah, they're very nice.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Rum and Coke?
No.
Okay.
Juices or water, you know, okay. Healthy things.
Healthy things.
Yes.
Rum and Coke's healthy.
But tomorrow at Friday, you can get your cookies and cream.
That's wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Great. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so important. Do, if you can. I can't anymore because, firstly, I've had treatment for cancer,
mm-hmm.
which rules you out, but also my blood's a bit old. And it's probably more alcohol than anything else. But it is important, so, I mean,
exactly.
I joke, but it is important because, you know, you can be saving somebody's life.
Exactly.
And, hopefully, you know, they're getting there, but hopefully they're going to get more now in the way of blood banks and
mm-hmm.
everything
and
else.
With one donation, as I understood, with one donation you can save three lives, I guess.
Yeah, no, that, mm-hmm. that's right, because they separate it, don't they, to the different mm-hmm. platelets and whatever. But they don't tell you who they give your blood to,
mm-hmm.
because you could keep going and phoning them and reminding them, hey, you've got my blood, you know.
Oh, that's great.
You know, behave. It's like, I played a bit of it once before on the program as a wonderful comedy sketch by a very, very old comedian. This goes back to the 50s, so it just goes to show when they're doing blood donation. Tony Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
He's called the blood donor.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, you know, this was going to be dead simple. Or whatever. He said, so the doctor puts the needle in his arm and takes it out again. You see, he says, is that it then?
Mm-hmm.
Am I done?
Mm-hmm.
He says, no. He says, you know, we've got to take a pint. A pint? That's a whole armful. I must play some of it one day. It's absolutely brilliant. The Blood Donor by Tony Hancock. I'm sure it's on YouTube or somewhere like that, so look it up.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Wow.
It?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue with Born This Day music.
Okay, yeah, let's do our first one.
Mm-hmm, the first one. Ronnie Hilton, English singer and radio presenter. Ronnie Hilton, who had the title No Other Love and 21 other top hits. He was the presenter on BBC Radio 2 Sounds of the 50s series.
There you go, you see. Us presenters.
Mm-hmm.
See, presenter is an interesting name they gave him, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I a presenter, yes?
Of course, you
okay.
are.
Okay, I'm going to present Ronnie Hilton.
Other love have I, only my love for you, only the dream we knew, no other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free from longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love. In your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I.
Hate to say it, listening to that, I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I was seven.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
Nice voice.
Thank you.
I love it.
He's not bad either, is he? Mary Lou sent me 3 laughing cats. She
Why?
Obviously got my joke.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mary Lou.
That's good.
So, carry on. Let's carry on with our entertainment.
Okay. Also, next week, it's going to be the week of the European movies here in Panama.
Oh, okay.
Because the this is the best of European cinema.
Mm-hmm.
They're celebrating the European Union. So they're going to have these movies at Museo del Canal, the one that you went last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have to make your reservation, but the entrance is free. And they're going to have movies from Austria, France, Germany, mm-hmm. Poland, Spain, Belgium, and a lot of different countries. And you can also go to their Instagram account, the European Union, and you can see the plot of each movie. So, looks very nice. It's
okay.
Very nice.
I was wondering if one of them might have been some, but it's not. It's not a European song, a European song film. Mm-hmm. It was an American film.
Ah, okay.
Back in 1966.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Americans Are Coming. The Russians Are Coming. The Russians Are Coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, that's wow. Actually a movie. When you were mentioning it, I thought, I'm sure there's a movie. That, yeah, 1966 American comedy film. It was directed and produced by Norman Jolson for United Artists. So there we go. Yeah. Quite apt, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What's the excess?
Okay, let me check also. Remember this week was the celebration of 4th of May, the Star Wars
mm-hmm,
celebration.
Mm-hmm. May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow you'll be able to enjoy movies thanks to the U.S. Embassy.
All right.
This is going to be at the Ateneo of City of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Star Wars marathon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So the entrance is totally free.
Really?
But, you know, they have their limited seats.
Right.
Limited
seats. Right. Mm-hmm.
But, yes, you can be there before 1 because everything starts at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. and enjoy all the Star
that's,
Wars movies.
That's amazing. And it'll probably finish just in time for you to get to work on Monday.
Yes.
Star Wars Marathon, wow, that's quite something.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Very nice. And also, tomorrow at Pacific Center Mall here in Paitia, you can enjoy, this is like a fair about Star Wars.
Oh, really?
And they're going to have a lot of activities there. This is a fans' day.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have workshops. They're going to have costumes. They're going to be selling things also.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's going to be like a shape of a Star Wars. I don't know.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But yeah, it's going to be amazing. And also the entrance is free for everybody.
Oh, wonderful.
Starting at 3 p.m. Yeah. at Pacific Center.
You know all these Star Wars things, don't you? What's that big creature that's all furries?
Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca.
That's my favorite. I love Chewbacca.
Yeah, I like it because he's got the same hairstyle as Boris Johnson.
And I love the way he talks. Like... and the Ewoks.
How does that go again, yes? How does he talk?
A Chewbacca language.
Yeah, you should, by the way, do it. Don't Chewbacca. It's not good for you.
Yeah, I love him.
Oh, dear.
So cute,
it's going to be a long day, isn't it? Yes.
And let me see what else we have. I guess that was the last one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it? Okay, so we've got... Now, you've chosen a good one because this happens to be one of my favourite pieces of music from the early 70s.
Oh, yes. That was Colin Earl. He was born in 1942. And Mungo Jerry, who had the 1970 UK number one and US number three single In the Summertime, as well as the hits Baby Jump and Lady Rose.
And this is In the Summertime. Bum, 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 bum.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you've been down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, the last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, da-da-da-da-da, yeah, we're happy, da-da-da, dee-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. Speed along the lane, you can down or return at 25.
as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy.
I love that song. Gosh, 1970.
Mm-hmm, nice beat.
Yeah, that was good, that one. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing for the weekend then?
I guess something about Star Wars. I don't know yet. Okay. Also, Ian wants to go to the movies, so mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to the movies. Did he get an invite? Or did he
No, he's going with his friends.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, he doesn't go with Mum anymore.
Yeah,
it's terrible when they get old, isn't it? certainly, because, you know, we've been doing this 12 years. I remember when Ian used to come in and sleep underneath your desk.
Yes.
Yeah. Now he has to sleep in the lounge. There's not enough room under the desk. Oh, have a wonderful weekend, yes.
Thank you.
By the way, do you remember the song 369, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line, the line broke, the monkey got choked,
yes.
And they all went to heaven in a little rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
There you go, you see, I might be able to remember that, but I can't remember what day of the week it is. I can remember the lyrics to that, but that's about it. Anyway, as Conway Twitty would say, they're not real. It's only make-believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. And no one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only made. My dreams come true, my life
stuff I'd do for you. My heart, a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be that someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make-believe.
Well, that's it then, yes. That's another week done. Yeah, that's it. Time to go.
Mm-hmm.
2 days off.
Yes.
Not three. Two. Have a wonderful weekend, yes.
Thank you, you too, and everyone.
There we go. And yes, we will be back with you on Monday. Big thank you this morning, Ingrid, for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Yasmin for what, where, and when. Born This Day Music and all the other bits and pieces she does for us here in the Breakfast Show Studio. My co-producer, Neil Danby, and he's back here with us. He's going to be here till the end of the month and he has to go back to the UK. Big thanks to him. Boys and Girls, a Group of Girls, keep us up and running. Big thank you to them, of course. And as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers, and our sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's much appreciated. And we all hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Now, do whatever it is you're doing over the weekend. Of course, do it carefully. All right? Because, you know, we want you to look after yourselves. As for me right now, I'm going to sort of finish wrapping things up here. Then I'm going to go and get my fourth injection. Yes, I can get a fourth injection now, so I'm going to go and do that today when I finish the program. It's all exciting, isn't it? Terrible when it's exciting when you're going to go for an vaccination. So I'm going to be doing that and relax over the weekend. So, yeah, so do it carefully, all right? Because what do I want to be doing on Monday morning? 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.